Your fever is high and the pressure to log in at work is too. But when you finally decide to take care of you, there's Instacart. Just because that one perfect coworker of yours is attending all meetings, camera on while she's sneezing, coughing and aching, doesn't mean you have to do the same. Take it from us. Trying to stay on top of things will only get you further behind. Instead, get everything from tissues and teas to cough suppressants and comforting soups delivered through Instacart in as fast as 30 minutes. If anyone needs anything, they can just redirect their questions to that one perfect coworker of yours.
Celebrate and save at Ashley's anniversary sale with Hot Buys, your choice of colors starting at just $3.99. Ashley Sleep mattresses starting at $2.50. Plus, receive a free adjustable base with select mattress purchases. And shop top mattress brands like Stearns & Foster, Tempur-Pedic, Purple, and Beautyrest Black with 60-month special financing only at Ashley. Subject to credit approval, no minimum purchase required. Minimum monthly payment, down payment, tax, and delivery may be required. See store for details.
Old Man Winter here. If I had it my way, it would stay winter all year long. Short days, wind chill, black ice, and a good polar vortex. Oh, heaven! Wait, is it getting warm in here?
Your cold snap is over, Old Man Winter. Spring has arrived.
Spring.
Spring is here, which means it's the perfect time to get away in the Hyundai you've always wanted. Visit the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event, where you can get great deals on all of our award-winning Hyundai models, like the tech-filled Tucson and Kona, as well as the spacious Palisade. Enjoy wherever you go with the peace of mind that comes with America's best warranty and 3 years or 36,000 miles of complimentary maintenance. But hurry in. These deals won't last. Add more joy to your journey at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Now get 0% APR or up to $1,500 bonus cash on the Hyundai Tucson. Now, during the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Offers end soon. Call 562-314-4603 for details.
All righty, hour number three of our radio program. That's right, it is the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. Stephen Ashworth, guard for the Creighton Blue Jays, going to stop by 20 minutes from now. He led Creighton in scoring over the weekend, in a game where Creighton was able to snatch victory from the jaws of defeat in double overtime. It looked like Oregon was going to upset them, and this Creighton team, which has been trying to get back to the Elite Eight so they could punch their ticket to the Final Four this year, it looked like they were going to come up way short, but now they are going to the Sweet 16, and they have a chance at redemption. As we know, a year ago, they lost in the Elite Eight to San Diego State by 1 point. And now they have a phenomenal matchup against Tennessee coming your way later on in the week. And you look at the early part, I'll get to Sean McDermott in just a second with what he had to say to the NFL Network. But you look at the early schedule for the Sweet 16 on Thursday, you have Clemson, Arizona. The Clemson story is phenomenal. It's been a massive win for the ACC so far this year in March. The only loss that they have in the tournament was Virginia, who didn't belong anyway. Arizona, we're all hoping they do get to the Elite Eight, because I would like to see them go up against UNC with the Caleb Love connection. You have San Diego State, UConn, a rematch of the national championship game from a year ago. Alabama, North Carolina, Illinois, Iowa State. That's the Thursday slate. Right now, I do think Arizona will beat Clemson. UConn, I would not bet against them the rest of the tournament. I'm talking about on the number of 10.5 points. That seems low. Illinois, Iowa State, I think that's a toss-up. It could go either way. I'll take the dog just out of principle right now, so I'll take Illinois plus the 1.5. The game, though, that I love, and I did not like this team heading into the tournament, but usually when we just want to see one thing, and a lot of people want to see UNC, Arizona, and the Elite Eight with a trip of the Final Four on the line, it usually just doesn't happen. With how quick Alabama plays and how many points they put up, I look at that spread of UNC minus 4.5. I think it's begging you to lay the 4.5 points with the Tar Heels. So I will plus the 4.5 points on Alabama, and I may sprinkle some money outright on Alabama. I like Alabama to upset UNC, even though I like Armando Bacot and RJ Davis as well. I would not think I'd be picking against UNC with it being Alabama, but I am now after seeing the gambling line. And another line that made no sense from this weekend was the Gonzaga-Creighton game. And Gonzaga-Kansas game. That line was Gonzaga minus 3.5. I think everyone was loading up. And I know the sports books, just because like all the favorites won this weekend, they took a beating. But I would have to imagine a lot of people were on Kansas because Gonzaga was the worst seed, you know, compared to Kansas. So Gonzaga's a 5 and Kansas is a 4. When I saw that number, I hammered when I was at the Shore this weekend, Gonzaga laying the 3.5 points. And that game was good for a bit, and then it just ended up becoming a massacre. So I'll get to the Friday games in just a second, and I'll give you my take on Sean McDermott in a second as well. But I want to play this was Bill Self, the Kansas coach, after the Gonzaga game, and his team lost, and they got blown out in the second half. Here is Bill Self on the second-round loss for his Kansas Jayhawks.
Is it something you already feel like I got to start thinking about, you know, next season, or you got to absorb this for a little while?
Well, I think for the last month, I've been thinking about next season, to be honest. Not in the moments during the game, but, obviously we played, we had 8 guys on scholarship, and we play, I mean, that were healthy there late, and, you know, injuries are part of the game, so that's not an excuse, but we could have done a much better job as a staff putting more guys out there that we could play. And so that's something that I've thought about for a long time. And the thing about it is in basketball.
So I struggle with this one. And here's why. And I want to go around the room and get everyone's thoughts here on this. I appreciate a coach's honesty. And I like when coaches are honest. I like when they don't feed us just bull junk and coaches speak. But if I'm a player on that team, and I know Kansas, right, down the stretch, they didn't have Dickinson, then he comes back, McCullough out for this tournament, and Bill Self is a Hall of Fame coach. Bill Self has won championships, so Bill Self knows what a championship team is. But the fact that the coach basically admitted after the game that I was thinking about next season a month ago, it shows he had no belief or no thought that his team could win a championship this year. Where it's one thing to think it, but then it's another thing to say it. I know there's so much turnover on a roster from year to year in college basketball now, but if I'm a player on Kansas that's leaving the program now, like graduating, and you have no more eligibility left, I'm a little annoyed and a little heated at Bill Self. Because if you're already thinking about next season, I know there's recruiting, I know there's other things that goes on naturally where coaches are always preparing for the next season in college, but I do wonder how present then Bill Self was and how all in he was with this team. And I don't think that's a stretch, but that would annoy me, Samter, if I was an older player and now my career is done in college basketball, when I hear the coach admit after the game, yeah, for about a month I was already thinking about next season, because it showed that the coach had no belief in his players.
And the reasoning was kind of lame, too. Oh, we had a lot of injuries. We didn't have enough scholarship guys. So I was thinking about next year to see how we can do it better and making sure we have guys. I mean, I get the idea of, like, okay, you're constantly recruiting. So you constantly have to be thinking about the next steps. But for him to say, I was thinking about next year, like a month ago, it's just a bad look. And Bill Self's a smart guy. And Bill Self's a championship coach. That's a weird thing to say. And it's insulting to this team, and it's kind of insulting to the profession. I don't like it.
So last year, remember, he had to sit out of the tournament because he had the health issues. And he already has that lifetime contract with Kansas. Sometimes you hear coaches, when they're closer to the end of their career, say things that maybe once you find out they're retiring, you go, oh, aha, a light bulb goes off. That should have been a sign that maybe we should have thought the end was nearer than what it actually was. Like, you've heard it with Saban a little bit this past year. I pointed it out with the whole quarterback controversy. Jay Wright, we've seen him walk away. And Bill Self is 61. Like, he's still a young man in terms of coaching. Like, he go coach for another decade, if not more than that, as long as he has his health. I have no concrete evidence about this, but I'll just throw it out there. When you hear a coach already say that he was thinking more about next year than the team that he was currently coaching, so clearly he's back for next year, but is maybe the end a little bit closer than what we would anticipate with Bill Self? And you wonder how many more next years there are and how many more times he's going to go through this. when it comes to college basketball. It's just something when I listened to it. I didn't think about it right away. But when I hear it again and we just played it for you, you know, days removed from it, I just wonder with the trend in basketball and also football with NIL and the transfer portal, how these coaches have been used to doing things for so many years in one way, when it changes, how much more fight do they actually want to give and how much more dedication do they actually want to give to the profession? So I'll just throw that out there to you, Samter, and see what you think on it.
I mean, it's hard to speculate, and I don't know Bill Self's, you know, mind, but it definitely does sound like a guy who is thinking more about this other stuff than he's thinking about coaching. And we've heard a lot of these guys, the old guys, saying that the thing that they loved about coaching is not there anymore. They're too focused on other stuff and not enough on the coaching, the stuff that they fell in love with while they got into the profession. So I'm not saying that he's got one foot out the door, but maybe he's thinking to himself, you know what, the coaching isn't as fun anymore because I have to think about all this other stuff all the time. But, you know, listen, we've seen a lot of guys go. I wouldn't be surprised if Bill Self is the next one.
And just to wrap up here on the Sweet 16 on Friday of NC State, Marquette, Gonzaga, Purdue, Duke, Houston, Creighton, Tennessee. The Creighton, Tennessee game I'm most excited for, and I actually think Creighton is going to pull off the upset. Duke, Houston, I think Houston got the scare the other night, and they'll bounce back. That was a wild game late last night where they almost choked it away. Gonzaga, Purdue, I think that's going to be a dogfight. And now people are starting to get hot on Purdue, but Gonzaga is maybe one of the more disrespected teams in this field, and the NC State run is phenomenal. And then you have Shaka Smart's squad advancing to the round of 16, the Sweet 16, so we'll see if they could find a way to get into the Elite Eight. Anyway, there's an interview that's going to be released today, I believe, from the NFL Network, and there's already a write-up on NFL.com, and it gave a little bit of the feeling of the interview, and it's Bills coach Sean McDermott, who the headline is, he says it's narrow-minded to say Buffalo hasn't had success without a Super Bowl win. So here's my thing with the Buffalo Bills. The Bills are trying to tell you that they are a contender, but they keep on failing to show you that they're a contender. And a lot of times you could relate that to attitude. A few years ago, and I love Brandon Bean, but he was on this show 2-3 years ago, and it's when he said, this is not Super Bowl or bust. And I'm like, I said this to him, it's absolutely Super Bowl or bust for you. But I understand there's coaches and general managers, they don't like to put that tag on their team. But here's where I don't get it. The Bills made such a stink about them saying it wasn't Super Bowl or bust 2 seasons ago. Then heading into this season, this past season, they kind of deviated away from that because they literally hung a photo of a Super Bowl trophy in their practice facility so everyone could see what they are playing for. So 2 years ago, I didn't like that the Bills wouldn't admit that it was Super Bowl or bust. Then the Buffalo Bills, with hanging that trophy, basically said it's Super Bowl or bust. And now to start this next season, as you're in the offseason, you have the coach saying it's narrow-minded to say Buffalo hasn't had success without a Super Bowl win. And don't get me wrong, the Bills have been successful. They haven't had the ultimate success. But we are now far away from just praising the Bills for winning the AFC East or consistently making the playoffs. And this was an organization from 2000 all the way until Sean McDermott got there through the 2016 season that they didn't make the playoffs. So McDermott in year one gets them to the playoffs with Tyrod Taylor as quarterback. That was a win. Then they missed the playoffs. They got Josh Allen, though. And then since then, playoffs, 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 playoffs. But just making the playoffs 5 years in a row isn't what we should be giving you praise for. So you've been successful to some degree. But ever since you made the conference championship game, and then the following season, you blew a game because you didn't squib kick it and your defense couldn't contain Mahomes for 13 seconds, this team's regressed. Where this team has been talked about being a contender, but they keep on showing you they're a pretender. And they've had it from both ways, right? Everyone was on Buffalo heading into that 2022 season. I remember I did an interview with one of our affiliates in Rochester, and I said, I believe the Bills are the team to beat. That was heading into 2022. But with that being said, I'm not picking them to win the Super Bowl. They go, what the heck does that mean? And I said, because everyone is picking them to win the Super Bowl. And when everyone picks one team to do something successful, 9.9 times out of 10, it doesn't happen. So in 2022, I thought the Bills were the best team. And then they get to the division round where they barely beat Skylar Thompson and the Miami Dolphins when Mike McDaniel was basically hitting a G-pad on the sideline. And they barely get to the divisional round. And then the Cincinnati Bengals walked into their home, into the Bills' house, and kicked the crap out of them. Just annihilated them. And then last year, everyone jumped off of you. You got off to a slow start. Then you made people believe again. And in the divisional round, once again, you had an opportunity to slay Mahomes, and you couldn't get the job done. And I think the last 2 years, the Bills are showing you they could be a good team year in and year out. And there is some level of success to just being a good team. But in terms of being a great team, they failed to be a great team. And I understand there's a lot of teams that would love to be the Buffalo Bills and would love to trade places with the Buffalo Bills. But the standard now for the Bills have changed. And in one offseason, you have the GM saying it's not Super Bowl or bust. Then the next year, they hang a trophy of the Super Bowl trophy, a picture of the Super Bowl trophy to basically show it's Super Bowl or bust. And now to start off this season, when they failed to win another Super Bowl or their first Super Bowl again, we're starting off with the coach basically putting bumpers up on how we talk about his football team. It is narrow-minded. Let me be clear, to say the Buffalo Bills haven't had success. But it's also narrow-minded of Sean McDermott to float that narrative out there now. If this was 2-3 years ago, the first time they lost to Kansas City, like in the conference championship game, yeah, that would be fair. To say, oh, the Bills didn't win the Super Bowl, so therefore they haven't had success. No, they were building to have really good success. But ever since getting a taste of success, they haven't been able to push this thing forward into hoisting the franchise's first ever Lombardi trophy. So I just don't like this approach now from Buffalo. And they've been so inconsistent with talking about the way what is successful or not. I think you need the GM and the coach and the quarterback to all come out and just say, yeah, it's Super Bowl or bust. We've had a window. We've done some good things. But now we must win a Super Bowl. And the Bills have just been one of those teams, like Baltimore is too. I don't care what the Ravens or the Bills do in this upcoming regular season. I don't care what the Cowboys do this upcoming regular season. All three of those teams have showed that they could be really damn good in the regular season. But come postseason time, the Ravens have failed. Come postseason time, the Bills have failed. And we all know the drama of Dallas choking Cowboys come postseason time. They always fail. So let's stop beating around the bush here. And let's stop trying to make everyone just feel good that, oh, you know, it's crazy to say we haven't had success. You know, though, recently, you haven't lived up to what your football team should be accomplishing. We'll take a break. It is the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. Creighton Blue Jays guard Stephen Ashworth, off his heroic performance, will join us next as Creighton is off to the Sweet 16.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Celebrate and save at Ashley's Anniversary Sale. With Hot Buys, your choice of colors starting at just $3.99. Ashley Sleep Mattresses starting at $2.50. Plus, receive a free adjustable base with select mattress purchases. And shop top mattress brands like Stearns & Foster, Tempur-Pedic, Purple, and Beautyrest Black with 60-month special financing only at Ashley. Subject to credit approval, no minimum purchase required. Minimum monthly payment, down payment, tax, and delivery may be required. See store for details.
Shall I take your order, or do you need a minute?
Yes, I'll be ready. Just buying a car on Carvana.
What?
It's super convenient. I already got pre-qualified in 2 minutes. All I had to do was answer a few questions.
What? That's handy.
Yeah, now I'm customizing my down and monthly payments.
What? That's an exquisite deal.
And just like that, Carvana's delivering my car in a couple days.
What?
Oh, yeah. Sorry, I'll have the burrito.
Visit Carvana.com to finance your next car.
Financing subject to credit approval. Delivery fees may apply.
All righty, rocking and rolling. It is the Zach Gelb Show, coast to coast on CBS Sports Radio. What a thrilling game in the NCAA tournament Saturday evening. And it did go to double overtime. And when the game did end, Creighton was the winner, 86-73 over the Oregon Ducks. And now joining us is Stephen Ashworth, a guard for the Creighton Blue Jays, who will be playing in the Sweet 16 coming up later in the week. And he not only made some big three-pointers down the stretch of that thrilling double overtime victory, but he led the Blue Jays in scoring with 21 points. First and foremost, Stephen, thanks so much for coming on. And congratulations on what was a crazy game the other evening.
Thanks, Zach. Happy to be here. It definitely was a thriller, and it's why we all love March so much.
How do you kind of process that one? You've had it sink in kind of on Sunday, and now you've had another day to think about it. When you look back at that game, just what does it come to mind, really, with the performance by the team?
Yeah, a lot of pride and gratitude for just the opportunities to be in those types of moments and to be in those types of games and to be able to be a part of this team that there's so many guys that step up in big time moments in that game specifically and throughout the entire season. And so reflecting back on it, I think it's a great confidence boost towards the fact that, all right, we got more games to play and we're able to eke out a win that maybe looked, as Coach Mack said, a little bleak a few times down the stretch. But that's what's so great about this Creighton team is that there's a lot of heart and a lot of resilience.
And I think it also speaks to the toughness of this group. Just what makes this group so tough? Because like you said, it looked like things weren't going your guys' way, and then tough teams find a way to pull out a victory like you guys did on Saturday night.
Yeah, I think that a lot of it comes down to experience. When you've been in moments like that before, you can rely back on previous experiences and learn from it and apply into that new situation. All right, what did we learn? And this group's got a lot of experience. And with that comes toughness, comes high IQ, comes playmaking that I think has benefited us throughout the entire season. And so when I look back on how tough this team is, a lot of it is credit to just the amount of opportunities we've had to play in high-level basketball games.
Usually in these long runs in March Madness in this tournament, you've seen teams win a game that maybe they could have lost, and then that finds a different gear for your program. Do you feel like there is a different gear that this group is capable of, and maybe that could be put on display Friday evening?
Yeah, I mean, this group has played some high-level basketball games, and there's been some games that we haven't played our best basketball. I think within that game on Saturday night, we saw a little bit of both. With our ability to go on a 15-0 run in that second overtime, it's, you know, I'd consider that pretty high level. And then at the other end, we in the first half, we couldn't buy a bucket, it seemed like. And so I do think that this team has another gear, and hoping to get that put together this week and hopefully show it on Friday night.
Stephen Ashworth here with us. He had 21 points in Creighton's double overtime victory. My favorite sequence of the game was in double overtime. You hit the three, then Kalkbrenner hits the three as well. Just take a look back when you guys were able to get back-to-back three-point shots in.
Yeah, that was huge. I remember my three-pointer was coming off of a possession before where I came off the ball screen and missed a wide-open three-pointer that I felt like I should have hit. And thankfully, Trey was able to draw two defenders, which he does a lot of times for us, and made the kick out, and I was able to knock down the three. And then we got a stop and coming down the other way. A little bit of a broken play, but we knew that if we got it to Kalk, we'd be able to run off some ball screens or pin downs, and him he could find the open guy. And it turned out he was the open guy. And he let that thing fly and knocked it down. And that was the momentum that we needed to carry us on throughout the rest of that second overtime.
You know, I got a chance to see you guys play a little bit on TV during the regular season. I know the Big East tournament didn't go your way, but I was in the building for that. And when I watch you in person, you see the toughness that you possess. You see the confidence that you have on the court. Where does that come from individually for Stephen Ashworth when you look back and people see you play? A lot of people refer to you as a tough, confident player.
Yeah, I think that it's been instilled in me throughout a lot of coaches, a lot of teammates, and a lot of hours of practice, honestly, playing it. I'd say that, you know, the highest level of college basketball in the Sweet 16, in the Big East, doesn't come without somebody that's either really, really talented and really, really big, or really, really skilled. And, you know, I'm not really, really big. And so it must have been the latter. And with that, I think comes my confidence that, you know what, I've spent a lot of time in the gym trying to perfect my craft and trying to become the best basketball player I can be. And I understand areas that I'm great, and I understand areas that I lack. And so I just try to always stay confident and play towards those things that I'm great at. And I think that continues to give me the confidence. And a huge shout out to my teammates for always staying confident in me.
Talking to Stephen Ashworth right now, Creighton is off to the Sweet 16 once again. I know you transferred in this season coming over from Utah State, but this group, when you take a look back at Creighton, they remembered last year getting to the Elite Eight and coming up 1 point short, losing to San Diego State with a trip to the Final Four on the line. You being an outsider, then making this home, did you kind of sense the fire that was really burning in this team to just get back to March and maybe right or wrong from a year ago?
Yeah, no doubt. I think that it's one of the reasons why I came here. I understood that those group of guys that went to the Elite Eight were most likely going to be coming back. And so when I was in the transfer portal talking with Coach Mack and the other coaches, they really just painted the picture of, look, this is the story we want to be telling for this next season. This is what we want to accomplish. This is where we want to be. And we believe you can be a big part of that. And so when I made that decision, it's just really, you look back and it's one of those moments where you got to be grateful to God for just providing opportunities like this, because it doesn't come to everybody. It really is a once in a lifetime opportunity to be playing college basketball even. And then nonetheless, to be having a chance to play in the Elite Eight back-to-back seasons for this Creighton men's basketball team. And so it's a huge reason why I came here. And there's definitely a fire around the guys, the program, the atmosphere, the culture. Everybody wants to be battling for that game and not right the wrong, but, you know, change the outcome in a way from what it was a year ago. And, you know, we can only play in that game if we have a really, really good game against Tennessee on Friday night.
You came into a group that, like you were saying, that had some success together with Kalkbrenner. I know Baylor is now second year in the program. You had Trey Alexander as well. That's not always easy. I know it's the state of the sport with the transfer portal, but why do you think Stephen Ashworth was able to fit in so seamlessly and develop that chemistry rather quickly?
Yeah, I think I came pretty early on in the summer. As soon as I committed, me and my wife, Peyton, we decided to move out here about a month and a half before workouts even started. And so some of the guys were still in town, got to build relationships with them on and off the court. And then we had a summer trip to the Bahamas, which you get every 3 or 4 years as a program. And so I think that that was a really big kind of stepping stone into getting more minutes with them, more time on the court, more time off the court, to kind of just build that friendship and those relationships that would then benefit us with that high level of chemistry that we display on the court and high level of confidence in each other. And so I've always tried to be a teammate that believes in my teammates. And when you come to a program like Creighton, you can see all the work ethic that they put in outside of practice. So it's easy to believe in those guys, and they do a great job of performing at the highest level when it matters most.
What have you really learned under the tutelage of Coach McDermott this past season? What impact has he made on your basketball career?
Yeah, Coach Mack has done an unbelievable job of just teaching even more so the in-depth of X's and O's and schemes, game plans. He's really good at understanding what our team does well and where we can try to exploit our opponent. And then at the same time, he also has a great perspective on life outside of basketball, and remembering that, you know, basketball is something that we do for a living, you could say, and then it's not necessarily who we are, right? I'm not just a basketball player. I'm an individual. I'm a student. I'm a husband. A lot of things outside of that. And Coach Mack's done a really good job of making sure that we stay steady throughout the highs and stay steady throughout the lows, because there's been adversity this season. There's been, you know, a lot of highs this season. So just having to stay level-headed and keep trusting the process. And those are probably the two things that I've really taken away from Coach Mack this season.
Wrapping up with Stephen Ashworth, he was leading scorer for Creighton in their double overtime thrilling victory up against the Ducks of Oregon. Creighton going to be going up against Tennessee later in the week as they try to punch another ticket to the Elite Eight. You know, I'm just curious, you being the first year for you in the Big East, and right, UConn's the number one overall seed. We see Marquette is now in the Sweet 16. You guys in the Sweet 16 as well. There were some schools that felt they were left out from the Big East, and I thought they should have at least bare minimum got one more school in. I know you're focused on what Creighton can control, and you guys are focused on getting to a Final Four and maybe even a championship game. But do you feel at all a little bit added pressure when some of the other Big East schools that you did go up against and you know how good they are were left out of the tournament just to give the Big East a good showing in this March Madness?
You know, I think any time that you come into a tournament, you're always trying to represent your conference because it is such a big deal going into the next season and even the season after that of how well did the conferences do. And, you know, obviously it's up to the selection committee and they have their processes. And I don't know what the secret sauce is. I'm, you know, grateful that we got in and was able to put together a season that, you know, resulted in a great seed in the NCAA tournament. But at the same time, there's definitely just that motivation that we want to represent what we all believe is the best conference in college basketball. And I don't think it's a secret that the Big East has a lot of pride about the style of basketball that we play. And there's a lot of good teams in the Big East this season that you go in and you're on the road. It's going to be a hostile environment. And, you know, there's some teams in the Big East that didn't get in that are some of the best basketball teams I've ever played against in my college career. And so, you know, to be able to say that and for them not to be in the big dance is just a testament to how skilled and how good the Big East really is. And so it's cool to see that we've got the three teams that were accepted and invited into the tournament are still dancing, and hopefully that continues for a few more weeks.
Last thing I'll ask you, Stephen Ashworth, the opponent coming up later in the week, Tennessee. We know Dalton Knecht, another transfer, unbelievable rise, going to be a top 15 pick in the draft this summer and is the SEC player of the year. But you look at the Tennessee team as a whole, what are some things that jump out to you? What do you think are some challenges that could be presented your way coming up on Friday?
Yeah, I mean, I think it starts with the man that you just mentioned, very skilled player. Honestly, I have watched him outside of the scope of even just, oh, we're going to be matched up against him, you know, earlier in the year. Watching some of those SEC games, especially after we played Alabama, kind of checking in and seeing what they did when they matched up with each other. And then, you know, Zakai Ziegler, really talented point guard, great defender, up with, you know, I believe with Ryan Kalkbrenner for Naismith Defensive Player of the Year. And so they've got a lot of skill on the defensive end, a lot of athleticism and length. And then on the offensive end, some skilled and talented players as well. So a really complete team that, obviously, I don't know everything about it. Hopefully this week we'll be able to get the scout down and understand where we can go from there.
Well, heck of a performance on Saturday once again. Congratulations and good luck as the week continues to move forward. Appreciate you doing this for a few minutes.
Thanks so much, Zach. Appreciate you. Have a great day.
Old Man Winter here. If I had it my way, it would stay winter all year long. Short days, wind chill, black ice, and a good polar vortex. Oh, heaven! Wait, is it getting warm in here?
Your cold snap is over, Old Man Winter. Spring has arrived.
Spring.
Spring is here, which means it's the perfect time to get away in the Hyundai you've always wanted. Visit the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event, where you can get great deals on all of our award-winning Hyundai models, like the tech-filled Tucson and Kona, as well as the spacious Palisade. Enjoy wherever you go with the peace of mind that comes with America's best warranty and 3 years or 36,000 miles of complimentary maintenance. But hurry in. These deals won't last. Add more joy to your journey at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Now get 0% APR or up to $1,500 bonus cash on the Hyundai Tucson. Now, during the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Offers end soon. Call 562-314-4603 for details.
What's the first thing you do if you'd had more time in the day? Take a nap? Read a book? Talk with a friend? When you know what's important to you, it's easier to fit it into your schedule. Therapy can help you figure that out. BetterHelp offers affordable online therapy that comes to you. Start the process in minutes and switch therapists anytime. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/grow today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com/grow.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. You'll be glad you did.
It's time to answer Ask the Pros question of the day, and it's brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Mark in South Carolina says, Zach, who has the best chance to take down UConn? You could submit a question by tweeting at CBS Sports Radio, at Zach Gelb, using the hashtag Ask the Pros. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. I'll give you the way you want me to answer the question in just a second, but I'm going to give you my true answer here first. No one's beating UConn. Like, I'm trying to think of the team that has the best chance of beating UConn, and I would say it's Houston because of their backcourt. And we saw last night, even when everyone fouls out and they almost choked that game away, they were still able to survive in advance. And I would love to see Kelvin Sampson win a national championship game. But I had a monster weekend of gambling. Like, I think I made 10 bets down at the shore, and I won 8 out of 10 of them. Baylor screwed me. I had Baylor on a money line and Baylor on a spread to complete 2 other parlays. And they were the one team that prevented me from going 10 of 10, which is fine. I'll take 8 out of 10 anytime I can gambling, especially when I won like $50 too at roulette, which is not a lot of money at roulette, but still, it was a good weekend when I was down at the Jersey Shore. But I did make 2 future bets when I was at the shore. And they both had to do with UConn. Because, like, UConn to win the championship right now is at plus 250. And I don't bet enough at plus 250 to really see, like, a great return on doing the future. But I did Donovan Klinging and Tristan Newton, both of UConn. Final 4 most outstanding player. Klingon was at plus 1,000. Newton was at plus 1,100. So, you know, I just threw 15 and 10 down on both those guys. Donovan, 15 to win $1.65. Newton, 10 to win 120. That's what I ended up doing. And that's just how confident I am in that I think it's better to bet 2 individual players on UConn to win the outstanding player of the Final 4 rather than put a future on any of the other 15 teams remaining. And I'm looking at this. Clemson's not winning a championship. Arizona could play UConn for a right to go to the championship. San Diego State plays them coming up on Thursday. I don't think they're going to keep it close. I'd lay the 10.5 points. Bama and North Carolina. Carolina plays defense, but are they going to beat Bama with the way that their offense is? Illinois is a well-rounded team. Iowa State, very good defensively. I like what TJ's done. I can't see either of those teams beating UConn, though. And you look at the teams playing on Friday. NC State, Marquette, no. Gonzaga, no. Purdue, maybe. Duke, no. Houston, potentially. Creighton's a good squad. Tennessee, no. I'm trying to find a way to pick someone other than UConn. And I just said it with the McDermott statement, Sean McDermott, when we led the hour with. Usually when someone tells me, like that year 2 years ago with Buffalo, that one team's going to win, I usually just pick the other team out of principle. This year, I can't. You know, this UConn team, I'll raise the question. Will they have a game this tournament? This is how dominant I think they are. Now, I'm not going to be like Mike Greenberg and say that they're going to make the play-in tournament in the Eastern Conference. I think that's stupid. But will they play a game in the tournament where the final score is UConn wins by less than 10 points? Like, that's how they are going to beat every opponent they play. I'd be stunned if they don't. But will there be a game in this tournament where it is less than 10 points in which they win? Last year, they beat Iona 87-63. And this team is better this year than last year. They beat St. Mary's 70-55. They beat Arkansas 88-65. Gonzaga 82-54. Miami 72-59. And then San Diego State 76-59. So if you're saying, Gelb, you're too bullish on UConn, oh, they can't win a game, or the margin of victory, will there be anything less than 10 points? Well, I'm not great at math, but last year they didn't have a game that they won that was fewer than 10 points. But I was just reading those scores right there. And this team is better this year than they were last year. I hope I'm wrong. Nothing against UConn. I think it's great for the sport because Danny Hurley is the face of the sport. When you win back-to-back championships, he's that new great coach in college basketball. But this team's better. And anything could happen in a single elimination, I get that. But I really do believe not only did they win the championship, they win the championship in every game that they play in that lead-up to the championship by more than 10 points. And they just did it a year ago. And actually, I was looking at the Villanova. By the way, Villanova, the two championships that they won under Jay Wright. Everyone talks about the margin of victory from the second championship and that entire run, and so did I. I'll raise my hand on that. I went through it and number crunched it because I read it and didn't think it was right. The first championship team actually had a greater margin of victory than the second, which the first one, everyone thinks the second one had a greater margin of victory because in the championship game, they beat UNC by 3 points. But when you do the total margin of victory, they beat like Oklahoma by 40-something points in one game. It was wild. UConn's the new Villanova. They really are. They're blue blood. They had a great coach. And they're the team to beat in college basketball. So I don't think anyone's beating UConn. If I had to give you a team, though, I would go Houston. All righty. I want to play you this before we let you run. And we wrap up shop here on this Monday. Here is Coach Prime, the legendary Deion Sanders, on the Millions Dollars Worth of Game podcast when he was talking about Shedeur Sanders and Travis Hunter in the NFL draft.
Where do you predict Shedeur and Travis going in the draft?
Top four.
Beautiful.
Anywhere from one through four. One of them is going to be one.
Mm. That's what I'm talking about.
One of them is going to be
speaking into existence.
And the latter one would not go behind four. Now, all this is subjective because I know where I kind of want them to go. Mm-hmm. But I know where I want them to go. So there's certain cities that ain't going to happen.
Okay, you want point?
It's going to be it's going to be an Eli.
So you're already starting to get the Eli conversation when it comes to Shedeur Sanders. Here's why this could happen. A lot of people forget, and they shouldn't forget it, when they just throw around, you know, pulling Eli. Like when people are saying Caleb Williams pulling Eli, but the Bears are a good destination now with what they have put around Caleb Williams or will put around Caleb Williams. Eli Manning had the backing of football royalty, the Manning family, right? Dad well-respected and Archie. You know, in Archie. You know, Peyton Manning, you know, being his brother. Shedeur Sanders has that backing, too. His father is one of the greatest defensive players of all time and one of the greatest personalities of all time. The fact that this is already starting, though, and we haven't even got through the 2024 draft class, and he still has to play another year, just shows you the marketing genius of one Coach Prime. But could Coach Prime advise his kid to maybe avoid a situation or two? Yes. Will the kid listen? Yeah, it's definitely something that's possible. But I can't wait to see how we're talking about Shedeur at the end of the season. Because I do believe Shedeur could be a really good quarterback in the NFL. But I got to see him. And last year, they didn't really have an offensive line. I want to see what the improvements are from last year to this year with some of the changes that they made in bringing an entire new offensive line. Man, I got to think in the Broncos pass up on a quarterback, and then Shedeur goes to, with Coach Prime saying he didn't want to coach the NFL, you know, keep your kid close to home and then get him going to Denver. But I don't know if Sean Payton's the right guy anymore. So I just see that Otani speaking to the media through his new interpreter. And the new interpreter just said through Otani, "I've never bet on baseball or any other sports or never have asked somebody to do it on my behalf. I've never went through a bookmaker to bet on sports." So then here's my big question. Where'd that $1 million wire from your account? Was that your friend actually stealing it who was interpreter, or was that you being a good friend and trying to help out your interpreter who obviously accumulated a lot of debt and piled up a lot of debt through gambling. So we'll get you some of that audio tomorrow. We'll play some of that tomorrow and react to it. I do have a video up on my Twitter page, at Zach Gelb, Z-A-C-H-G-E-L-B, of Pete Rose actually responding to everything going on with Shohei Ohtani as well. That's making the rounds. All righty, fun show today. Big thanks to Brad Underwood. Big thanks to Stephen Ashworth, each and every one of you, whether you like us or you hate us, for listening and tuning into the show. Big thank you to my producer extraordinaires and Michael Samter and Stuart Kovacs. And we'll be back tomorrow at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific. Have a great night, everybody. JR coming up next. We out. Bye-bye. Peace.
Celebrate and save at Ashley's Anniversary Sale. With Hot Buys, your choice of colors starting at just $3.99. Ashley Sleep Mattresses starting at $2.50. Plus, receive a free adjustable base with select mattress purchases. And shop top mattress brands like Stearns & Foster, Tempur-Pedic, Purple, and Beautyrest Black with 60-month special financing only at Ashley. Subject to credit approval, no minimum purchase required. Minimum monthly payment, down payment, tax, and delivery may be required. See store for details.
Old Man Winter here. If I had it my way, it would stay winter all year long. Short days, wind chill, black ice, and a good polar vortex. Oh, heaven! Wait, is it getting warm in here?
Your cold snap is over, Old Man Winter. Spring has arrived.
Spring.
Spring is here, which means it's the perfect time to get away in the Hyundai you've always wanted. Visit the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event, where you can get great deals on all of our award-winning Hyundai models, like the tech-filled Tucson and Kona, as well as the spacious Palisade. Enjoy wherever you go with the peace of mind that comes with America's best warranty and 3 years or 36,000 miles of complimentary maintenance. But hurry in. These deals won't last. Add more joy to your journey at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Now get 0% APR or up to $1,500 bonus cash on the Hyundai Tucson. Now, during the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Offers end soon. Call 562-314-4603 for details.
What's the first thing you do if you'd had more time in the day? Take a nap? Read a book? Talk with a friend? When you know what's important to you, it's easier to fit it into your schedule. Therapy can help you figure that out. BetterHelp offers affordable online therapy that comes to you. Start the process in minutes and switch therapists anytime. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/grow today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com/grow.